Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Recently, a close friend of mine who is a pastor shared about two people in his congregation who have sold their business in order to move their family to a nation in South America to plant a church. I was amazed by their dedication to take God at His word and go. Henry Martin, the great missionary to India and Persia, said, "The Spirit of Christ is the Spirit of missions. The nearer we get to Him, the more intensely missionary we become." We have two such missionaries with us today. I want to let you know, as we normally do at the beginning of our show, the real heart of the Good Life Hawaii program is to bring you closer and closer to the Lord Jesus Christ. For you, if you don't yet have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, that even through this show, this time that we have together, that God, by His Spirit, in the way that only He can, will move in your heart, in whatever situation, whatever circumstance you might be in at this very moment, fill your heart with hope and move in you in such a way that your heart will be open to Him. And that as you put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, you will experience a new beginning starting today. And of course, if you already know the Lord and you're walking with the Lord, perhaps today you're facing certain challenges and you need a reminder that the Lord loves you and He knows you and He knows exactly what you're going through, and He's here to help lift you up, to encourage you. And that's why He's sent our guest today. It's a moment of destiny for us to be together and to be together with you. Paul and Carol Suzuki are missionaries in Japan with Send International. Paul was born in Livonia, Michigan. He's a graduate of Wheaton College. He's been on staff at High BA, known for High School Born Againers, in New Jersey, after working for a Japanese company in Chicago. In 1994, Paul answered God's call to Japan as a missionary. He worked with high school ministry students, the high school ministry of High BA, High BA Japan, until now. He received his Master of Arts at Trinity International University. And upon returning to Tokyo this past summer, in the wake of the horrific disaster that struck the nation of Japan, Paul will take responsibility as the director for Send Japan. Carol was born in Seattle and was raised in Chicago. She had a very special father who was a dentist, and he became a Christian later on in life. I'd like to hear more about it, because he did some work not only with a Christian organization, he became the pastor of the historic Lakeside Church of Chicago, and he was especially known for his ministry in evangelism, and that's something that is really beating on our heart today. She studied finance in college, worked for a Japanese government organization in Chicago before she and Paul got married. Her ministry, as it adds dimension to Paul's, as they collectively minister to many people in strategic ways, is working with young Japanese moms, as well as assisting Paul in the High BA ministry. Paul and Carol, they have three children, Jesse, Stephen and Krista. And of course, Jesse is Jessica, right? Paul and Carol, we've been long friends. You and Jamie and me, and we've done ministry together, and I welcome you. Welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Thanks so much, Danny. It's good to see you again, man.
Always, always. You know, I mentioned where you guys grew up, but it was just a little bit, and I'd like to find out more. Paul, tell me a little bit more. Tell us a little bit more of your growing up years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thanks for asking. You know, it's really, I have to sort of back up a little bit to my mom and dad. My mom grew up right here in Kalihi, right on, you know, Puhali Road, went to Farrington, local girl.
That is, you're talking Kalihi and the heart of Kalihi, Puhali Road.
Right by Zippy's. That's right. We've had many meals over there. Yeah. And so my mom was a Hawaii girl, but my dad is Japanese, and you know, after the war, his older brother was working as a domestic helper for a U.S. military family that went back to the U.S. and they wanted his brother to go with them to the U.S. Well, turned out that my uncle couldn't go, and so at the last minute, my dad was the one that came to the U.S. And so he came to the U.S. all by himself when he was a teenager, went through high school, got into a good university on the West Coast, worked himself through college, got a degree in aeronautical engineering, went to work for Boeing, and was just pretty much living the American dream, you know, come to the U.S. by yourself, work your way through, get a great job. But along the way, of all people, an Egyptian friend, this guy named Magdi Gerges, had become a Christian. And God, you know, transformed this guy's life, just turned him around. And the change in this guy's life was so great that when he came to witness to my dad also became a Christian. And so my mom and dad met in Seattle, and you know, after they got married, they decided to, you know, answer God's call in their life to go to Japan to do missions work, and so they left their lives there and went to Japan. So I had the privilege of growing up in Japan for many years. And that, you know, definitely had a real impact on my life as well.
You know, I remember growing up at Kalihi Union Church, every so many years we would hear about the Suzukis. The Suzukis are coming, and I knew that Paul and Daniel were going to be coming into town and playing in that ever so famous Kalihi Union Church gym, and but you learned the language, you grew up there, and God was preparing you, wouldn't you say, for what you're doing at this very moment, and what you're about to do as he repositions you for where you're going. I want to hear more about that. Carol, what about you? You know, because here I'm talking to Paul, his dad, you know, his mom, but when a couple gets together, there's an interface, and two become one. But what about you? Tell us more about your background.
Well, in a spiritual sense, I feel like our parents sort of followed similar paths. My parents grew up in non-Christian families, Buddhist families. My dad was from a Buddhist family, and you know, sort of poor farming family. And for him to, you know, go to dental school and to graduate, that was the ultimate.
Yes.
And so then after my parents got married, you know, they learned that life is not easy. Marriage is not easy. Having kids, you know, is not easy. And I think it was through some of the struggles that they had that my father remembered, you know, when he was in dental school, that one of his dental buddies had given him a Bible. And that's when he started really looking for answers. And so I think he was about He was in his 30s when he became a Christian. And my mom, through other friends, had also become a Christian around the same time. So by the time I was born into a Christian family. And I think the change, I think my dad was, he said that he had had like chest pains. And at the point that he gave his life to Christ, those ended. And it was such a dramatic change in his life that he's sort of the you know, once he's sold on something, he's totally sold. So he just he quit his dental practice and went into Christian ministry. And that has had a direct, you know, I think, you know, I look back on both of our families. Parents sort of made similar decisions to give up their, you know, what could have been a very lucrative career to go into ministry. And I feel like that really influenced my decisions growing up. And I knew right away, you know, from an early age that, you know, money, success, that is not going to make you happy. And I'm just really, you know, thankful to my father that he, you know, he didn't just tell us that, you know, money isn't everything, but he actually lived it and totally turned his life around. I'm sure his siblings were shocked and thought he was probably crazy for making such a drastic, you know, lifestyle change. But it has spoken, you know, volumes to me and my siblings, and I feel like that's probably why, you know, I myself have become a missionary is because of watching his example.
You know, I think about your dad, your mom, and you know, not growing up in church. You know, so they didn't come to Christ as teenagers or even preteens. It does give hope to someone today who's feeling like, you know, I'm a little bit older. Is there still hope for me? I'm in the middle of my career. Could God still work in my life? Could there be changes? You know, and the profound way in which the change as your dad was, well, both your dads, aeronautical engineer, dentist, both of them get sold out. You know, they're all in for God and willing to serve the Lord in whatever way he would want them to be serving or want to use them. I think it's a message of a reminder that indeed anybody who comes to the Lord humbly and with an open heart, and often we come with broken hearts, the things that God can do, you know what? You have not, I cannot, we cannot even imagine. And not only us, but our children. And not only our children, but our children's children. You talk about the real meaningful legacy, a legacy that people with tons and tons of money probably long to have the security and hope of knowing that something so substantial is instilled in their children and that can never be taken away. When we come back, we're going to talk more with Paul and Carol Suzuki. They are missionaries to Japan with an organization called Send International. They spent a great deal of their missionary lives, especially in these early years, working with young people. They do have a throbbing, yearning, passionate heart for the young people of Japan, and they've been there. They've lived there. Paul went there recently, right after, in the wake of great disaster that has really reshaped the nation and even opened up the hearts of millions in the nation. He's going to talk to us more about it. But I also want you to get Carol's perspective, because you know, the wife, the woman, God speaks in unique ways through them too. So stay with us. We'll be back with more from Paul and Carol Suzuki.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
On a dark winter night at Hawaii's Pali Ridge, Danny Yamashiro's life was forever changed as he fell 300 feet off a cliff, attempting to rescue his girlfriend. With a fractured skull, torn scalp, a shattered ankle, and smashed body, he fell again, another 100 feet. No one thought he would live. Danny's book, Paradise Calls, is a spellbinding story of survival and hope. A firsthand account of crushed dreams, recovery, and renewed faith to bring Christ's message of hope to people everywhere. Here's Danny.
As you read Paradise Calls, may God bless you and enrich your life with divine hope in the midst of whatever challenge you face today.
Danny Yamashiro can also be heard on the Good Life Radio Show at 2 p.m. on the new KGU 99.5 FM. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org and remember to get Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. For more information, visit Danny online at thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. To The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Welcome back to our show. I'm here with my featured guests today, Paul and Carol Suzuki. Paul and Carol are missionaries. They've served young people for many years of their married life together in Japan and in New Jersey. If you want to find out more about their ministry, Paul and Carol, what would be the best way for people to find out more about you guys and what you're up to?
Yeah, probably best bet would be to go to our SEND's website, www.send.org, and you can find out what SEND International is doing, not only in Japan, but around the world.
Spoken like a true director of SEND Japan. You guys have, Paul and Carol, you have come together, your lives in the plan of God, as we would say, before the foundation of the world. God had it in his heart and plan and as a moment of destiny for you guys, you to meet. And, you know, with your parents, their background, their dedication, missionaries, pastors, and now you're together. How did you guys meet?
Well, you know, I'm actually going to let Carol sort of, because I always botch that
you're
one
gonna
up.
Differ.
But,
you're going to differ.
But I would have to say that God really sort of set this thing up because, okay, you know, this is sort of what happened is that before we were ever, we've been family friends for a long time, mm-hmm, but before we were ever interested in each other or anything like that, you know what? So I was working in Chicago and after, you know, we decided, okay, it's time to, you know, follow God's call to missions and to join High BA. And back in those days, you had to do this internship in New Jersey. And so I was, you know, I quit my job and was going to head out there. But in order to do that, you had to raise support to come on staff. And so, okay, once you quit your job, you know, your paycheck, you know, stops coming and now you're having to, you know, raise support and do all that. Had to move out of my apartment. And let's see, Carol's dad, who was the pastor of the church that I was attending, well, had several years earlier had lost his wife. Carol's mom had passed away from cancer back then, and he was living in this big house by himself. I needed a place to stay, so I moved in with him. So here I am, you know, getting to know her dad, you know, very closely, building a relationship, things like that. And at the same time, Carol wasn't even in Chicago. She had done like a short-term mission trip to Japan. She had was on the study abroad program and was working in Tokyo. And since my parents were still doing a church planting work there in Tokyo, she was actually going and helping them out in their ministry. Hmm. But it wasn't like we were trying to do this on purpose or anything like that. But, you know, even though we were living in different countries and we never really had lived in the same place together, God was already setting things up so that we were getting to know each other's parents in that way. So it was sort of really amazing to see God setting that all up.
Getting to know your in-laws, right?
right.
Ahead of time.
Ahead of time, right.
More than we knew each other.
Now, Paul deferred to you, so give us your...
Oh, this is the full scoop.
Yes, we want the whole scoop.
Well, like Paul said, our parents knew each other in Seattle before we were even born. So every 4 years, they would come back from Japan, and part of that year was always spent at our house. And I remember one summer in particular, they came and stayed in our basement. And for me, there's five of us. But the three youngest are girls, and then they have two boys. So I just remember this one incident when we were playing hide and seek, and my sister got, you know, sort of mad. I don't know if we were cheating or something, but she sort of banged my head with Paul's brother's head, and someone got a bloody nose. But, you know, so we go back a long ways, but it was only every 4 years. And I think, yeah, both of us. For me, I think, you know, Paul was heading off to Japan, so I was sort of like, well, in my mind, I felt like, well, you know, have a good life and I'll see you in 4 years type of thing. And, but the whole, I guess, the guys around me at that time, you know, you look and they're sort of happy to just go to their job and, you know, have fun on the weekends or whatever, but there was no real deep, like a deep passion or a vision for their life. And so that's what really attracted me to Paul, was that he knew from a long time ago this is what he was supposed to be doing. Mm. So,
you know, that's what we want to hear. We want to hear when the light went on and how did the sparks start to fly? How did you know? So you were attracted to his passion and his calling, his awareness of his destiny. That's what I'm hearing. How did it happen? Because this is in comparison with all the other guys that are around, right? You saw something different. What about you, Paul?
Well, let's see. Okay, for me it was a little bit of a different path. Okay, and because it was such a long process back in those days, and maybe it is today too, but in order to become a, you know, fully funded missionary, it's such a large process. You do the internship, the support raising, relationship building, all these things. And you know, here I had really met Carol as an adult, you know, like that, right at actually towards the tail end when things were shaping up for me to leave. And so it basically came down to, okay, so we had this relationship, but frankly, I didn't have that confirmation. I didn't feel like I had that confirmation from God to say, yeah, this is it, you know, and stay in the U.S., pursue this relationship. I didn't feel like I had any confirmation on that. But what I did really have confirmation on is that whole process that God had been doing in, you know, sending me to Japan and to work with young people there. And I was just right up at the, in fact, I was here in Hawaii, the last stop before going over to Japan, And I remember sort of agonizing over, you know, because I felt so bad, like, you know, here's this relationship. And so, okay, I was a dog. I left, you know. Mm-hmm. I said, you know what, I just don't have that confirmation yet. So I went with what I thought was right and left for Japan. And when I got to Japan, and I remember standing during the worship time at one of our camps, and the Japanese kids were just full on worshiping God at our youth camp. And as they were singing, you know, these songs and praising God, I was just in the back, and I was just, you know, the tears were just coming down. I was like, yeah, you know, yes, you know, God's confirmation is yes, you know, this is where I should be, and this is good. You know, just really got that. And a funny thing happened is that after that happened, I really got word from God on pursuing the relationship. Mm. And so after that, I called her over to Japan and then proposed to her in Japan. And several months later, came back to the U.S. and we got married. And then we turned around and went right back to Japan. Mm-hmm. And that perhaps was not the wisest thing to do for a married couple, you know, mm-hmm. right away. But through our struggles and through our rocky start and whatnot, really been recipients of God's grace in our lives. That's for sure.
And the Lord is so gracious. Mm-hmm. He's so gracious. And when we come to a place when we're willing to listen to Him, He speaks to us. Sometimes in the cacophony of everyday life, it's hard to hear Him. And sometimes it takes us stopping in our tracks. And sometimes it comes in the form of pain. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it comes in the form of what we could think of as a certain kind of cataclysm that takes place. And all of a sudden we are more attentive than we've ever been before. You know, Paul, you've heard the Lord. I know someone listening today might even be a little bit envious and saying, wow, how do you hear God like that, man? And how do you have the guts to leave, you know, a girl that is open and interested in you and just go? And yet, in doing that, God, the Lord, spoke to you even further, and there was a integrity in your heart that you did not give into. Just integrity in your heart, and that you didn't just give in to your feelings. You maintained the strength that God gave you a commission to go, and you went. Well, when we come back from our break, you know, we're going heart to heart here. We talk about sparks flying. We talk about God's direction and movement in our lives. A cataclysm can be something that will open up your heart to things that you would have never been open to before. It's happened in Japan. It's happened to millions of people. It happens every day to people all over the world. And in the noisiness of everyday life, there's a hush and an openness. Perhaps today, there's a hush for you. And God, in all the loudness in how voices are heard, whispers. And He says, I have a word for you. I have a special word for you at this very moment. When we come back, we'll hear more from Paul and Carol Suzuki. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, namelessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I lead you home.
Aloha, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives. This is made possible in large part through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician, Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station, Michael Beasley of Kayani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinenna Narinaga Financial Group Incorporated, Armor of Truth, and Commercial Roofing and Waterproofing Incorporated. To learn more about our corporate sponsors or to find out how to become a corporate sponsor, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 FM KGU weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect your family and friends to a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waihua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waihua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Welcome back to our show. I'm here with my featured guests today, Paul and Carol Suzuki, missionaries to Japan, with an organization called Send International. Now, as you listen to their story, you could very easily feel like, wow, God really does work in the lives of people. I wish He worked in my life like that. I wish I could see the hand of God in my life like how Paul described, and how this couple, they grew up together, and over a course of time, God brought them together in marriage. God, it sounds like a perfect life, perfect scenario. And you know, when we're obedient to God, and let me just speak personally. I wish I were more obedient to God more of the time. But when we are, it's always an utter amazement to see what God can do. It's a surprise. It's a blessing. And the Lord is at the same time working in your heart even as we're sharing. We have more resources at thegoodlifehawaii.org. We have some devotionals for you. We have prayers that you might need, prayer for financial health, prayer for your family, prayer for a blessing. Maybe a decision that you have to make, just go to the Let Danny Pray For You. Just go ahead and click on that tab. And maybe someone today is just wondering, you know, I want that relationship that Paul has. I want to have a relationship like Carol has. They speak with such gravity and such stability. I like my life to be like that. And the testimony of the Lord sort of draws you in and says, I want to have a relationship with Jesus just like they have. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. Go to the Get to Know Jesus tab. Go ahead and click that. And just a couple of days ago, I got word that in two successive days, people responded to Christ even on our website. And perhaps you could be one of those people even today, even at this moment. Paul and Carol, you shared, it was just a glimpse that you gave to us about some struggles you had. You know, you said you wouldn't probably recommend it for others, but you got married and then you went back. Mm-hmm. What kind of struggles did you have when you went back as a married couple in your first missions work there in Japan?
Well, newlyweds, being newlyweds, growing up, even though we're both Japanese American, having different family structures, different expectations of each other. What's the husband's role? What's the wife's role? And marriage itself is hard, but transferring that to a different country and I think just from my side, I felt like Paul was trying to really do well in the job and prove himself to his colleagues, and a lot of that, especially in Japan, is putting in long hours. And so I just felt like, oh, he's not putting me first. And so I think that was a big issue that we had to deal with, just the balance between work and family life, and then increasingly more so as the kids came along. And so yeah, those it was a struggle. The first year was probably the worst year.
Yeah, it was. I think it was a pretty. Our first term was about like a 5-year term, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we had moved out to this area that not a whole lot of other missionaries were, and because we both, had the language, we thought we could, sort of make it out there. And in retrospect, I think, at least for myself, yeah, I think I was giving in, like Carol mentioned, to, as a man, wanting to be significant, even as a Christian or as a person involved in ministry, wanting to sort of make sure that I'm pulling my own weight at the organization, that I want to be a contributor, that I want to do, great things for the kingdom, and not that that's, wrong in, to think that way, to do great things for the kingdom, and yet just sort of had like this... a skewed view, I think, and definitely unbalanced view. And, back then I was thinking, okay, great, hey, get married. And now, I could do twice the amount of stuff that I've been doing, two people instead of one, and just sort of had a mistaken concept of coming together and, something, God creating something new happening. And, things like, dying to self and serving Carol and family, others. I mean, still trying to learn that today, but just really is struggling through those feelings of, how do I be the best husband and the best dad that I can be, at the same time being the best worker and the staff person and being the best missionary that could be, how that all works out between work and ministry and things like that. Yeah.
You know, did it come to a point, was there a point where you had to, almost like a critical moment when you began to become aware, Paul, of some changes that needed to be made? Was there a culminating point?
Well, Danny, for me, it comes back to this. How I was saying that I felt pretty strongly that God's calling on my life was, to go to Japan and to do missions with the young people, right? For me, it was a 6-year process. I was working at a Japanese company to pay off school loans, to learn the language, get cultural experience. Took me another 4 years to do the internship and to raise the support that's necessary. And for me, when I look back on it now, I would have to say that probably that this thing had somehow become an idol in my life. And I could not let go of this thing. And when it started to get apparent throughout our first term in Japan, that this was, I don't remember, what day it was or anything like that, but I had to come to a point where I had to say, this is, my hands need to be open to God. And it's not about continuing this thing, or it's not about the actual job or anything like that, And for me, the turning point came when I had to say, God, this is yours. And if you want me to leave to work on our marriage back in the U.S., you want us to take a break, I'm willing to do that. you know, and to sort of break that stranglehold, I guess, that mm-hmm. I was putting on, and to come back to where it begins, you know, to say, hey, this is God's thing, you know. This is just so not about me,
mm-hmm.
and to again to try to listen to what it was that God was saying, and so definitely to reevaluate, readjust, and to be willing to let go, start over.
And through the process, Carol, what did you see in what the Lord was doing in this situation?
Well, I feel like, you know, as I look back on it, that, I mean, it definitely was not easy, but, and even for, you know, there are times in our life when, or throughout the year, there are times when I have to release Paul to do more ministry. Like, our summers are fully busy, and mm-hmm. so to not push him so much to, okay, you need to be with family 100% of the time, 365 days a year. And so for me, it's being able to find that balance and to mm-hmm. be able to release him to do ministry, and then, you know, to have that family time later. Mm-hmm. But it's mm-hmm. been it's been a long learning process, and mm-hmm. I hope that's something that we can pass on to, you know, the high school kids who are now, that we worked with, who are now married, having mm-hmm. kids of their own, that we could pass that, I don't know if you call it wisdom, but just what, you know, God has showed us on to others.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
I think of the importance of the quality of your experience going through that breaking point, going mm-hmm. through that period of brokenness, and yet how the Lord even uses that and redeems that even for a season like now, where you speak out of experience. Mm-hmm. You speak out of life, and you can speak into the hearts of so many others. You know, we talk about breaking points in life. You mentioned that word, a breaking. And the breaking point can often be the turning point in the life of a marriage, in the life of an individual, breaking point. There has been some serious fragmenting that has gone on in the wake of the disaster. The tsunami, the earthquake, the nuclear power plant, the whole threat that exists there. I want you to describe that for us when we come back, to talk to us about what it's like, and even how God can take a broken time in the life of a nation and what God can do. I'd like to talk about redemption, because that's what I'm seeing here, how God, you know, in the way that you just faithfully worked out, Paul, he said, Lord, deal with me in this way. And God has redeemed you, brought you back together in such a closeness, a balance, an equilibrium in ministry, that now redemptive, you can be blessing others. But what is God doing in Japan? I'd like to hear your perspective. We want to hear your perspective in the wake of what is taking place and the reconstruction that's going on right now. Stay with us. We'll get a first-hand view from Paul and Carol Suzuki. Stay with us now. Okay, we'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
On a dark winter night at Hawaii's Pali Ridge, Danny Yamashiro's life was forever changed as he fell 300 feet off a cliff, attempting to rescue his girlfriend. With a fractured skull, torn scalp, a shattered ankle, and smashed body, he fell again another 100 feet. No one thought he would live. Danny's book, Paradise Calls, is a spellbinding story of survival and hope. A first-hand account of crushed dreams, recovery, and renewed faith to bring Christ's message of hope to people everywhere. Here's Danny.
As you read Paradise Calls, may God bless you and enrich your life with divine hope in the midst of whatever challenge you face today.
Danny Amashiro can also be heard on the Good Life Radio Show at 2 p.m. on the new KGU 99.5 FM. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. And remember to get Paradise Calls by Danny Amashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. For more information, visit Danny online at thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. To The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Welcome back to our show. I'm here with my featured guests today, Paul and Carol Suzuki. They've been very gracious, very generous, and opening up their heart and just sharing how they met, where they grew up, what kind of families they've had. Just every story, every life is unique in the hand of God. And not only that, they've shared how God led them into mission work in Japan, and even how through some challenges the Lord has enabled them to be overcomers and establish a real balance and equilibrium in life that has prepared them for what they're doing right now. And then the expansion of it is the impact that they will have on so many other missionaries, and through the missionaries, of course, many lives to hear the good news of Jesus Christ. And good news is needed, wouldn't you say, Paul and Carol, in Japan after what has happened on March 11th. How did you guys hear about it? Where were you? How did you get the news?
Well, we are on the tail end of a one-year home service that we spent in Chicago. And so we were in the Chicago suburbs when we got the news. I got up in the morning, Carol had the TV on already, and she said, "You got to look at this." And it was just, the images that were coming through were just were horrific. I was just, you know, sitting in a local coffee shop after that, just thinking, you know, God, you know, the first thoughts are, why now? Why is it that we're back, you know, in the U.S. when we really should be in Japan right now? Both Carol and I felt very strongly we wanted to be there and be with our people and things like that. And we were just really praying about what to do, and I didn't really know what, because you can't, it probably would not be very helpful just to get on a plane and go there and things like that. And so we were just praying about it, and you know, God opened a lot of doors where I was able to join a small relief team made up of other guys, Windows of Hope, Convoy of Hope, and then SEND International with me representing SEND, and to go over there for a three-week relief trip. Yeah.
You know, when you speak about Japan, you do so with a tenderness, but a burning passion. Paul, where did that come from, this passion that you have for Japan?
Yeah. It always comes back to, you know, the Lord Jesus and what, you know, what God did in sending his son. And, you know, I remember growing up in Japan, mm-hmm. and, you know, we spoke English at home, and there's like thousands of international kids mm-hmm. like me that grew up in Japan. And I had my best friend in high school was this guy named Dave Lanham. And even though I grew up in a Christian home, I just thought that, you know, Christianity was something that the adults did and they made the children do, you know. Mm-hmm. And Dave said, you got to come and you know, come to this youth group that we're doing. And I said, well, what do you do there? And he said, well, it's called High BA, and, you know, we sing, we talk about the Bible. And as he was going down this list of these Christian activities, I was starting to get a little bit mad at Dave. I was like, Dave, why would I want to do something like that, man? You know, why are you even inviting me to do something like that? You know, that's what adults do on Sunday at church. And I had this very mistaken view of what it was about. But anyways, he's like, nah, you know, there's really good refreshments. It's going to be at my house. You know, some girls are coming over, the usual, right? Like, okay, I can go to that. So I went there. And what I saw there for the first time in my life up until that point was that there were other kids my age, high school age, that were saying stuff like, you know what, I was reading my Bible this morning. I was doing my quiet time, and God really spoke to me. You know, they were saying stuff like, let me pray for you. And they were singing these songs because they wanted to, not because anybody was making them or they, you know, were you know, coerced into it or, you know, parents weren't dragging them there or anything like that. And what I found out really quickly is that my friend Dave had a relationship with Jesus that I obviously did not have. And I wanted it, though. And there was a vibrancy and a passion for knowing God that it was just like, wow, you know, high school students can know Jesus closely and have a great relationship with him. And for me, that just, you know, kick-started my journey. And so, you know how... you know how the Apostle Paul says to Timothy in 2 Timothy 2, 1 and 2, he says, you know, you therefore, my son, be strong in the grace of our Lord Jesus. And the things that you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, these entrust to faithful men and women who will be able to teach others also.
Yes.
I mean, that was what was happening, you know. And I just felt so fortunate that somebody would take the time to invest that into my life.
Mm-hmm.
And so the passion, you know, is, wow, I'm so thankful. And I want to invest my life. I want to invest and entrust the gospel to other young people who will then go and entrust it to other people. And that the kingdom is going to move forward in that way as one person, you know, shares with one other person.
I can tell that is an undercurrent that's burning in your heart. And you're going to go back and... I mean, you're going to go back at such a critical time with that burning passion of outreach and love and evangelism for young people. Mm-hmm. Carol, you also have a special heart for young moms.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about that.
Well, it's one thing great about having kids is that there's a natural in, you know, in your community. They're going to school, you're getting to know the other moms. And so that has been my burden. And even Japanese moms that I met in Chicago when I was when we were back there last time, I've still kept in contact with them. And just being able to, you know, it's just a natural relationship that develops just because you have kids. And for me, that's, I feel like, you know, that's where God is, what he has placed on my heart for this time, as well as helping with our ministry as well. But that's something that comes very naturally. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's it like? What's it like there when you went, Paul? What's it like there in Japan? How would you describe it?
Well, first of all, the nation of Japan needs Jesus right now. Yeah, right now. That's for sure. And the, you know, we went up to the disaster zone, and it, you know, it's one thing to sort of look at the YouTube pictures or, you know, to sort of look at what's happened on the internet. But then when you go and you go there and you walk around and you smell the smells and you sense, you feel the air, you know that it's just a catastrophic thing that has happened. And there's really, you know, nobody in the country that's not affected by it. And, you know, there's the whole catastrophe that happened on a physical level. And on a spiritual level, on an emotional level, on a psychological level, Japan is a real a hurting nation. And I think, you know, that's really sort of, you know, driven different things, or, you know, this recent victory by the women's, you know, World Cup soccer team is, you know, I mean, just anywhere where, you know, people can find some sort of hope and some sort of, you know, glimmer of light, I think they're latching onto those things. But there is a huge spiritual vacuum going on right now.
You know, to have the timeliness of Paul and Carol Suzuki is really a working of the Lord. To go in a time of great need, you know, there are times when people are leaving, but you're going. And we saw a lot of that. I mean, and yet the work is, more work is needed, more workers, more helpers are needed to go in, and it's not a overnight thing. It's something that's going to be necessary for quite some time in the rebuilding and the renewing process. But you're doing it at the very core level. Young Japanese moms, Carol. Young students, Paul. And directing an organization that has had historical impact, but in the 21st century, under your leadership, the Lord will take it, because you're together, and what God has put in you together, going to take it to another level. Paul and Carol, thank you so much for coming and sharing and being a blessing to us.
Thank you.
I appreciate you very much. In the next few days, you're going to hear more stories from people like Paul and Carol. Invite someone to listen in, to learn more about our show, to access more of our resources, including featured guests on topics of interest, plus prayers and devotionals and a list of partner churches and businesses. You can get that all at thegoodlifehawaii.org. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 12 says, "Though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. A cord of three strands is not quickly broken." It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guests today, Paul and Carol Suzuki. Until next time, I'm Danny Yamashiro with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.